Om Shanti. Good afternoon. Today's a workshop with Lalita Ben.
Now, we kept all these chairs so that we could have groups, but all of you are working individually, not with anybody. But we just made groups because it's good, nice, and we have color pencils and crayons there which you will be using. We also have kept paper on each chair. If you're not using the paper, please don't waste it because it has to go back to the global office. So only take one piece of paper, one sheet only. And if anybody comes in later, they can just continue. It's okay? All right, everybody? Okay. Now, there's a lot that I want to do today, but I can't go at fast speed because that wouldn't be nice. So I just want to touch briefly. We all know the big five vices, right? Everybody knows the big five vices? Yes? Yes? Okay. Do you know the subtle vices? Yes? Yes? Yes. Okay, I'll just tell you a few briefly. I was going to elicit from you, but now that's not much time. The small ones, or maybe they are very big. The subtle vices are fear. Fear is not only gross, like physical, like health will go bad, or I lose my money. Not only that, but fear of being rejected, fear of being criticized, fear of being ignored. BKs also have this fear. Many kinds of fear we have, you know. A lot of people are afraid to speak their opinion. This is a fear. If you can't see me, you can even always take a chair which is comfortable for you. And so this is many kinds of fears we have. Then, we also have this subtle vice of feeling heavy. You know, very burdened. Oh, I have so many responsibilities as a parent or even otherwise. This is also a subtle vice. Now, another one, which I have to work on, is controlling behavior. We try to control everything. We try to fix everything. And we think, because I'm responsible, of course I have to control. But then, it can become bossy. Your nature can become bossy. And you might even be hurting other people's feelings. Because we are correcting all the time. If we correct too much, Baba says correction breaks connection. So when we're trying to correct things, or always trying to fix things, we're not remembering Baba at that time at all. So our connection is broken. And then there is a subtle vice, which is being sensitive. Sensitive. I think I'm right, so anybody tells me anything and I just blow up. Or, if somebody tells me something, maybe to help me or some advice, can't take it. Some people even start crying. Right? So this is a subtle vice. So, of course it's more interesting if you had given the answers, but anyway. Why I'm bringing all this up is, what's today's topic, you know, of the workshop? Who knows the topic of today's workshop without looking at the agenda? Can I see your hands? Aha! This is a parents' retreat. And then we tell children, you don't know anything. You don't check your homework. You don't do this. You don't do that. Nobody knows what the topic is today. Great, okay. It's letting go and become free. Let go and become free. In Hindi, Baba says, chodo to chute. Choro to chute. This is what Murli. And this Murli, Baba spoke. I will show it to you. I have it right here, the Hindi one. Baba spoke it. This was an old one. It was 21 January 81, just for your reference. And it was, we heard it on October 2nd this year. And the theme was Choro to chute, let go and become free. So, I'm going to take you at full speed, so please be with me, okay? This is my speciality. I think I go full speed anyway. So, now, let go means we must be holding on to something. I'll quickly read a little bit of what Baba Babdada told us. He saw a scene in the subtle region, and he saw all these beautiful birds, very colorful birds, nice tree, and all these birds are sitting. And Baba is saying, "Hey birds, come on, come to me." And they say, "Yeah, Baba, we want to come to you." But they can't come. They're holding on. They're still holding on to the branch. The translators can go a little bit low volume, maybe. So Baba is saying, come child, to the birds. We are the birds. Imagine yourself to be the bird. But the birds are saying, Baba, Baba, please free us, Baba, please free us. And they're holding on to the branch. And that's all they're saying. Baba, free us, chhodao, chhodao. That's all they're saying. So Baba says, well, what to do now? So he said, if you leave, you let go of the branch, then you will become free. You leave. So if a situation comes, it won't leave you. A person comes, he's not going to go away. So you can't say, oh, I wish this person would go away. I wish this situation would go away. This is saying, go away, go away. And I am what I'm, and I have this conflict. And I wish this person doesn't have this conflict with me, then I'll become free. So we're thinking of all the things to become free, but only externally. Hoping things will change outside. Do they change? And then, suppose you're studying, right? Suppose you're a student, or you were a student, or you still are. You want to pass the paper, the test paper. Do you say, oh, I wish the... You know, if the examination paper is very easy, the teacher makes it easy, I'll pass. Or do you say, well, I should study well and then I'll pass? Which one do you say? You do? Okay. Alright. Then we say, well, you know, this is happening. So Baba told us that you are such beautiful birds, you have such nice wings, and you're so colorful, means you have so many qualities. But there is something we are holding on to. Holding on. And I'll just give you examples to make it easy for you. He said that it could be some kind of sanskar of the self or some nature. Sanskar ya swabhav, he said. Or it could be, you know, looking at my own weaknesses, my own nature, my own weak sanskars, or looking at others' weak sanskars and weak nature and talking about it or thinking about it. So this is a weakness. Then I'm making purusharth, but it's based on something. I always need some support. I'm not doing it just by myself. Or I have attachment. See, we usually think let go is only attachments. And we think it's only people. Oh, my kids, I shouldn't be attached to them. That's all the parents think. But there's so many kinds of things. So many. So after this workshop, you can think of more, but I'm just telling you a few. So maybe I'm attached to a person. Maybe I'm attached to a thing. I lack some kind of power, or I lack some virtue. Okay? So then Baba said that if you hold on to the branch, what can't you do? Remember? You can't be free, but Baba said that you cannot dance on his finger. You know, birds are very clever. They sit on your, you know, the hawk or something. They come and sit on your shoulder. They come and sit on your finger. Have you seen those birds? Yes? You've seen? Yeah. Thai group, Sri Lankan group, have you seen? Birds, you know, they fly and then they come and sit here, they come and sit here. So Baba said, they're coming and sitting on my finger means the finger is of Srimat. That I can move according to Srimat. And then he said, sitting on the shoulder means that cooperating with Baba in every task. This is sitting on the shoulder. The bird is sitting on the shoulder. So Baba said, if you don't let go, you will not experience all this. you know, so nice to sit on those fingers, sit on the, I can't do it then. So then what happens? I hold on to the branch tightly. And when I hold on to the branch, instead of being cooperative, which is Sahayogi in Hindi, I become Viyogi. I become separated from Baba because I'm holding on to that branch. So, and then we keep screaming, "Oh Baba, free us, free us." Baba said, "You hold on to the branch yourself and you are telling me to free you. What kind of system is this?" This is what Baba said. So Baba said, what does it mean to hold on? To be completely influenced by anything. In Hindi it's vashibhut. Means you are so completely trapped by something. You are like a ghost has taken over you that you can't do anything. And now when ghosts come or evil spirits come, what do people do in the world? Do you know? Asian countries they do. If ghost comes or evil spirit comes, they want to tell it go away. What do they do? So we use a mantra. There's a mantra. How to keep that ghost into control or something. In Hindi is Vashikaran mantra. So Baba says, when you become completely influenced by something, you are under its influence, trapped, Vashibhut, you forget the mantra to control, Vashikaran mantra. You forget that. That's what you do. And then, there are so many birds which say, okay, we will see, we will do, gay, 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 karenge, sochenge, we will see, we will do, it will happen. Not doing. So, this is your workshop. Are you ready? Yes? Happy? Happy. Okay, now, please take one sheet of paper. And there's no need to talk to anybody because it's not a group thing. In fact, if you're sitting far away from each other, it's even nicer. If you have any question, you can ask me. Now, everybody has one sheet of paper and there are some color pencils on the table. Please cooperate. Do not fight like children do. Okay? They're not opened completely, I'm sorry, because we don't want to mix them up. But you're most welcome to use any colors that you want. And as colorful as you can be will be nice. I have many examples of Japanese colors, beautiful drawings I'll show you later. So be very colorful. Now, the first thing is, please pick up your paper. You don't need any notebooks. You don't need any pencils now. Okay? In the center of the paper, draw a bird. Let's see your drawing skills. Please draw a colorful bird, nice bird, a bird that you like. No talking, please. No talking unless the translation. Shh. Let's have complete silence. Complete silence. Sri Lankan group, we don't need to talk. We just need to pick up the pencils. That'll be nice. You can always go back to the box and pick up more pencils. Don't hoard all the pencils to yourself and nobody can share. Please don't do that. Children do that. You can always go pick up a pencil, put it back, take a new one so that everybody can use all the colors. Okay? Are you ready? You have to start drawing a bird in the center of the paper. Any bird that you like. Any bird that you like. Put colors. Make it beautiful. Imagine that it is you. You don't want to be a silly bird, dirty bird, right? You want to be a nice one, colorful one. So draw the bird that you like. You know, pigeon, parrots, peacock, I don't know, any kind of bird that you like. You know of birds, right? Everybody knows a lot of birds? Just draw the bird. Let me know when you finish drawing. You can use your folder as a board. You can use the folder as a board for your paper. Everybody has folders, blue folders. You can use that as a support. Please do not look at each other's papers. Try to not to resist that, please. All the kids do that all the time. See how difficult it is for kids when you tell them do this and don't do this? See that? Okay, who's finished drawing the bird? I hope you're not drawing an elephant. It's just a bird. Okay, still going on. We haven't got all day. The bird that you like. Doesn't matter if you're not an artist. It's okay. And put colors on it. Whatever colors you think. In the center of the paper. Now, next. Please write, what are the qualities of this bird? This bird that you have drawn, this bird that you like, what qualities does it have? Again, do not look at the other person's paper. And do not talk to them. If you have finished writing the qualities, then we go to the next thing. Artistic skills. Please write the quality of the bird. Or think you are this bird. If you want to make it easy, think you are this bird and what quality do you have? You know your qualities, right? No, you can draw, you can write the qualities of the bird, which is fine, but some people are not able to do that. So I thought that it's nice to do that. You can, you know, what colors it has, what qualities it has, it's fine. Okay? Some people are still drawing. When will you? We still need the paper, brothers and sisters. Don't fill up the paper. Don't fill up the whole paper with one bird. We have to still draw many things. Brother, what are you doing? You're drawing the whole paper. I know he's using the whole paper. You're not going to get a second paper, you know. So, I told you, draw the bird in the center of the paper. Okay. And there's a time limit. So have you written the qualities of the bird? Yes? So few. What happened to everybody else? What's the Thai group? Have you gone off somewhere flying? Okay. Alright, next. Now, listen very carefully. Now you draw a branch under the bird. The bird is sitting on a branch. Draw a branch. Just a branch. Only a branch. Draw a branch showing that the bird is sitting on the branch. Okay? Any, just draw a branch. That's it. Done? Doesn't take long to draw a branch. Yes? Behind? Thai group okay? Sri Lanka group okay? Okay. Now, the bird is sitting on the branch, right? Right? Yes. What branch is this? Can you write down? Ah. Oh-ho. Oh-ho. Because this bird is you actually. So what is this branch that this bird is sitting on? This is what you have to write. It's sitting on the branch. You know, have you seen the bird, how they sit on the branch with their claws? So what is this branch? I already gave you so many examples from the Murli, which I was not supposed to give you actually. What is the branch that this bird, or maybe you, are sitting on and holding on to? Think very deeply. Holding on to the branch. You're supposed to write, what is this branch this bird is sitting on? No one talks except the translators. It's your branch. Nobody can tell you. What is this branch that the bird, am sitting on? Beautiful, colorful bird, but holding on to the branch. You're not holding? Of course you're holding. It can't be possible. There must be at least some branch. Subtle, subtle, theek hai. Subtle also, okay. Thin branch, okay. Not fat branch, thin branch also, okay. I gave you the subtle vices, that's why already. Shh. No talk in between, please. No chit chats allowed. Now, most of you have drawn such big birds, there is no place for a branch. Gosh. You know what? You still have to draw more. Brother, where is your branch? You drew the branch? You, brother. Yes. Is there? The branch is smaller than the bird. Have you ever seen a tree where the branch is smaller than the bird? His bird is so big. Oh my gosh. Wow. So he has a lot of qualities. He has a lot of qualities. Okay. Okay, done? You have to think deeply. Thin branch, fat branch, doesn't matter. Draw any branch. Finished? Who's finished? I will not put you through the torture of drawing, you know, many, many, don't worry, but just right now. So, those who haven't written anything on the branch can't think of what they are holding on to? At the back? Something you are holding on. I told you about the subtle vices, I told you some things from the Murli also. Maybe you have some fear of something. Maybe you always feel heavy. Maybe you're sensitive. Maybe you feel I'm no good. Maybe you feel that, you're always looking at everybody else's sanskars and nature or yourself. Yes? Yes. There could be many more. Okay. Now, you drew the bird. Yes? You drew the branch. Yes? Now you draw the tree. Ooh, that's why I said don't do the whole paper. Now draw a nice tree. You're not going to get a second paper. Don't cheat and don't... Mayuresh, take away the extra papers because nobody's getting a second paper. You do this to your kids, right? Don't you? Same thing. You do that to your kids, I know. Draw the tree, and this tree is your world. Think of this tree as your world. This, you feel, this is my world. You can use different color pencils. Otherwise, you won't be able to draw the tree, I think. Please get up and take more color pencils. We have got a lot for you. Make your world interesting. Tree, done? Big tree. Your world is small or big? Huh? Small world you have? Or big world? It should look like a tree. Please. I don't know what you're drawing. You know what? And please write your name on the paper. Yes. Yes. I'm going to show it to your kids. Yes. Please write your name on the paper on top. Yes. Sorry. No eraser. We don't have. Write your name in bold letters. Otherwise you cannot come tomorrow to the final closing ceremony. No gifts, no toli, nothing. Naam nahi to nothing. This is how we talk to the kids. Draw your tree, please. You can come in, brother. Helene, can you help him? So, have you finished drawing the tree, everybody? Yes. Who's yes? How many yes? That's all? What happened to everybody else? It's just a tree. Tree with branches and leaves. That's all. We only talk to the translator. Sister, Thai sister, who's translating?
And so,
have you finished? Because we need to go to the next thing. Yes. Now, you put Shiv Baba on top. Nice, draw nice Shiv Baba on top of the tree. Above. Beautiful Shiv Baba. You need red color, I'm sure. You can't draw green Shiv Baba, can you? Okay? Please get red or maroon or dark pink or something. Draw a beautiful Shiv Baba above your tree, your world. I can hear some people talking. Okay, have you drawn Shiv Baba? Are you so immersed in Shiv Baba that you're still drawing him? Done. Done? Shiv Baba is so big, he's a point of light. It's just a point, you know. Okay. Nice Shiv Baba right on top. You can draw one circle or two circles, not too many, around it. You know, this is oval, like that. Okay. Finished? No. It's only Shiv Baba, you know. What are you drawing? God. Huh? Anusuya? What are you drawing? Huh? Wait a second. Okay. Okay. Now. Okay. Everybody done? Bird okay? Bird okay? Branch okay? Tree okay? Shiv Baba okay? Alright. Now you have to write somewhere if you have space on your paper. What do you receive from Shiv Baba? What is coming? What is coming from Shiv Baba to you? Think deeply. What is coming from Shiv Baba to you? What are you receiving?
What is coming to me from Shiv Baba? What am I receiving? I'm sitting on that branch and I'm getting something from Baba. Shiv Baba is always sending, but I am on the branch holding, so I have to know now, what are you sending me? Few things are enough, I think. Okay. You got a few things from Shiv Baba? Yes? We cannot fill the whole page. Just a few things is fine. Okay, everybody? Okay. So then, on the same page, if you have space, at the bottom, you can write your own awareness. Your own awareness. I'm the bird, I'm on this branch, Baba is giving me. Whatever you feel, just write below, down. All the way down. All the way down on the same page. Do not turn the page. Awareness. While you were drawing, while you were thinking, did you get any awareness? Did you feel anything? Whatever you felt. Little bit also. Just right at the bottom of the page. I'm on this branch. I'm this bird. I'm holding on. I have these qualities and I'm holding on. And Baba is giving me this so... Drawings are over now, it's writing time. Write your awareness while you were doing this. You are this beautiful bird with so many qualities and you're holding on to this one branch and Baba is giving so much. You can keep writing if you like because you are with Baba. So in this traffic control, this you, Gyani Bano. So Gyani Bano means become knowledgeful. Become knowledgeful even of yourself, of what I'm holding on to and what I'm not letting go. Even that's become Gyani. So now I will like to lead you into a commentary in which you have to write. Just one question. Are the children going to the class? Do you know if your children are going to the class or they're going to be downstairs? Yes. Pardon?
Yeah, class.
No, the Brij Mohan Bhai's class. They're not going to go, right? So you can easily go to the class in 5-10 minutes? Yes? Children are allowed there? I'm not sure. They are? What did you hear from the children's retreat? They'll stay in the retreat because even Dadi Janki's time they were in the retreat, but we can double check, Helene. Because I don't know if the children are going to go for the class. Yeah, maybe. Okay, so now...
Okay. Very shortly... Some of the first timers I would like to meet directly after the session for a short meeting. Pooja Sehgal, is she here? Okay. Divya, she's here. Manish Agarwal? Yes, please. Stefan, is here? Shiva Kumari? from Sri Lanka. Yes, I would like to meet you after session. Sanipri, she's here. Yeah. Navika Dixit, if I pronounce it well. Oh, yeah, sure. She's over here. Krishna Singh. He's not here. And Rima Satu from Italy. Okay, thank you.
Naresh, could you play music? So now we will have a commentary, but in that commentary also you will be writing. So can you turn the paper on the other side? You can use your folders if you cannot write properly. All of you have folders, I think. So I'll be just speaking. And while you listen, you just keep writing. Okay? We have 10 minutes or so or more, so that's fine. Anybody has any questions so far? Because what you have drawn is connected to that, this commentary. You don't need any color pencils. Just need a pen or a pencil. If you don't have a pen or pencil, then you can take one of the color pencils. Okay? Everybody fine? So turn the piece of paper and on the other side you're going to write. I will say a few words and just don't analyze too deeply. Just write whatever comes in your mind. Because to be honest with myself is the most powerful thing. So I'm sitting quietly. I reflect deeply. And I do not worry about others in the room. Just let me revisit the last year, this year 2016. Just rewind the memory track, the video in my memory. Let me go back, December, November, October, September, August, let me go back. See the whole thing in your mind. What was really special this year? What was really special this year? I can listen and I can keep writing. Where do I feel that I really made progress? Where do I feel that I really made progress, even a slight one? Just keep writing. In which area did I make a breakthrough? Where do I feel that I grew spiritually? Where do I feel that I grew spiritually? I overcame something. Maybe in a relationship, maybe a sanskar within myself. Just go deep. Keep writing. Where did I get a breakthrough? Where did I feel I was growing spiritually? Where do I really think I moved forward in this year? How did I grow? How did I grow? Where did I grow? What newness came in me? Something that I hadn't thought before or done before or behaved in that way. It was something new, something good that I did. Newness. What newness came in me? Just keep writing. Let it flow naturally. Don't think too much. I'm not impressing anybody. I'm just writing for myself. What speciality really emerged in me? Go deep. It's good to see where I'm moving forward. It's good to see where I'm moving forward. So let me continue, and next, let me reflect on what I found challenging in this year. What did I find not so easy or challenging this year? With my honest heart, let me see what was not so easy, what was a challenge for me. What was the subtle vice that caused me obstacles? What was the subtle vice that caused me obstacles? Let me think honestly. What was the main challenge? The situation and person came, but what was the challenge because of that subtle vice? It comes back again and again and I don't deal with it. So it comes again. What is subtly obstructing me to move forward now? What is subtly obstructing me to move forward? I want to, but this subtle vice is there. Let me identify what it is. I look at the past year. What held me back? What influenced me too much that I was trapped in it? Where did I struggle or battle? Where did I struggle or battle? Keep writing. see this. I see this within myself. And think, what is the solution? What is the solution? God has given me the wisdom to find a solution. So, what do I need to practice to change this feeling, change this habit, or change this behavior? What do I need to do that I don't keep analyzing the problem? Let me find the solution now. Practical solution. What will I do to change? Keep writing. Practically, what will I do to change? What practical steps will I take to resolve this issue within myself? This year is ending, so let me finish this also this year. Let me not carry it to the next year. What practical steps will I take to resolve this issue within myself? Now I talk to Baba and tell him that I will get the determination from him to make this happen. I do not do it alone. I take all that Baba gives me and am determined to break these subtle barriers. I tell Baba, I will keep practicing until I change. This is effort. Before Baba comes in a few days, I will find the solution. If not now, I will find it and I will sit in front of him completely clean so as to feel his love. Let me make myself free now. Please write your name on the paper. So you have your papers with you? Would you like me to show this paper to your children? Who said yes? Yes, show the drawing to your children. With great courage. Okay, so you can give me the papers then. Because it's good. Or you can show them yourselves. I'm sure you're honest enough, right? You can show them your drawings. Maybe not what you've written, but maybe your drawings and the colors. Like you tell them, show me what you did. Show me what you drew in the school. You tell them, this is what I did today in my school. Right? You can show them. Thank you so much. I hope it was helpful. And the children will join you after the class, Bridgemont Bai's class, in the gift ceremony.
Rishmohan Bhai has a class and then we all get gifts. So we have been told to be there because nobody will get a gift tomorrow. We cannot say, I wasn't there, I went to the bathroom, or I went there and I don't have a gift. So we all have to be there and then we get a gift. And so the kids will come at that time. So you can take it easy. So please take your paper with you. Those who would like to show it to their children, show it. I'm sorry we didn't have time that we could have shown to each other in exchange. That would have been really nice, but that's okay. Okay, Om Shanti. Yes? Pardon? Yes, brother. We shall do that. We need a few people, a few brothers and sisters to help us rearrange the room for tomorrow. And the reminder is, please do not miss tomorrow's session. It's the last session. Dr. Nirmala, Didi will be here and you will get everything and it will be nice for you all together. So if you meet any parents who didn't come today, please tell them to come tomorrow. We have meditation at 10 and 10:30 to 11 is sharing, is it? Yeah, I think. And 11 to 12 is Didi's class. Thank you.